Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoscheid, and today I'm at Landmark Solar and Irrigation in Muscatine, and joining me is their manager, Carrie Keller. And Carrie, glad to have you back on the Business Spotlight again this year. And we've really been talking the last few times you've been on about solar, and it just continues to grow more and more.
Yes, solar is growing every year. They're still maintaining nice incentives out there, so it does make a nice payback when you're putting it on your homes or your hog barns or your grain facilities.
Yeah, I was going to say the biggest area of growth you're seeing with Landmark, because it kind of ties in with the irrigation, is on the farm.
So we're putting solar on a lot of hog barns, grain facilities, those high-use facilities.
Now tell us a little bit about those incentives in Illinois that the farmers might be interested in.
For the ag market, there is still a REAP grant available. The USDA funded the REAP grant program a few years ago with a good sum of money, and that is still available, again, for probably another 18 months. On top of that is the SREC credits that have been a continuing program for the last 5 or 6 years. That program continues to get approved through the state of Illinois and funded through the state and through the utility companies. And then finally, there's still the 30% federal tax credit. I believe that 30% federal tax credit is still available through the end of the 2029 tax year.
Oh, that's great. And so you've been telling me some success stories of farmers who have done this. They've seen some pretty good returns.
Yes, they're showing returns or paybacks of less than 5 years, if including all of your incentives.
And if someone is interested then in solar for their farm, they just give you a call and you've kind of walk them all the way through it? Because I think some guys might be a little apprehensive. I don't know how to handle all this stuff.
Really, all it takes is your current utility bill. Your current utility bill shows 12 months of history, and we can base the size of the solar array, solar project, off that 12-month history.
And as far as start-to-finish project is concerned, if a guy is planning, what's the time frame there?
It's between 3 to 6 months. Just depends on how all of the approval processes go together.
Now, as far as residential is concerned, you mentioned it earlier in the interview, but you can also do residential.
Correct. We still do residential solar along with the ag markets.
Now, another thing we want to talk about is something new to me, and that's called precision irrigation. Landmark Irrigation, of course, has been around for quite a few years, but you're seeing a new niche type of thing as far as that's concerned.
Yes, and the precision irrigation aspect, one of the best comments I've heard is they don't make land anymore. So we have to be able to maximize the land that you've got and grow the most bushels on the land that you have. And in order to grow 300 bushel corn, it takes water. And so we see a lot of people now investigating or looking into being able to irrigate their farms to hit that 300 and 300 plus market.
And you said that is just maybe used in June and July key, maybe pollination times, that type of thing?
Yeah, it's normally like mid-June through about Labor Day. It's when that ear is setting, when that kernel's growing, that's when the plant needs water. That plant needs about an inch a week. And if Mother Nature's not giving you that inch a week with irrigation, you've got the ability to supplement Mother Nature.
And as you said, a lot more people are looking into that. Once again, it's called precision irrigation, because we're talking about guys on the Bay Area and the sandy ground. They need irrigation just to grow corn, but this is kind of to do it a little bit better.
Yes. So the guys that got irrigation now, they're probably irrigating anywhere from 10 to 14 inches a year. Precision irrigation, they're looking to be able to add about 3 to 4, 3 to 5 inches of water per year.
All right. Well, very good. So once again, if people are interested in either the solar or the irrigation, how do they get in touch with you?
They can just give me a call. My office number is 563-288-2497, or my cell phone is 563-370-1315.
And their office is located just south of Muscatine, right on Route 61. You can't miss it. You got a beautiful facility here, so they can stop by too.
Yep. Yeah, they can stop by. We have solar working here, and I have irrigation working here. So you can stop by and see how it all goes together.
All right, sir. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, John.
That's Carrie Keller. He is the manager of Landmark Solar and Landmark Irrigation here in Muscatine. So for solar and irrigation needs, you want to check him out. And I want to thank him for joining us today on the Business Spotlight.